Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. I was thinking coming in the studio today about influencers and did a little research. It's amazing. There are over 58 million what they call nano-influencers, people who have under 100,000 followers, and they're influencing people, and people are watching them and trying to figure out what they're going to help them do in their life, or the makeup they're going to get, or the products they're going to buy, or whatever. There's over 5 million micro influencers, and macro, I guess, bigger, 500,000. So you're talking about, I guess, around the world there are hundreds, maybe hundreds of million, I don't know, but influencers. And it got me thinking about who influences my life, who influences your life. We all influence each other, and we know that part of what we do here at our ministry is to have influence. And boy, I take that seriously, because we know when we influence, we want to make sure we're doing it in a way that honors Christ. And I was thinking about how we live in a culture today that's more angry, more divided, not healthier, sicker, more angry, more damaging than I think even I think back in my own childhood in many ways. And so influencers are, they can be a dangerous thing. Who do you allow into your life? You know, the Bible's pretty clear. In fact, it's very clear that we need to be careful who we allow into our life in terms of influencing us. It says in Proverbs 22, don't befriend angry people. Associate with hot-tempered people. Proverbs 27 says, iron sharpens iron. So a friend, a real friend, a true friend, sharpens a friend. 1 Corinthians tells us, don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. There's a lot of bad company that you can find on TikTok and YouTube and what have you. 1 Timothy 4, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. In other words, we do impact each other, and we allow people to influence us, don't we? I'll tell you what I want to do today and tomorrow. We're going to talk about those who have influenced our life, made a difference in our life, impacted our life. But I want to think about grandparents. Sometimes we overlook these precious people. I'm a grandpa. My wife and I, we're blessed. We have, count them, 13. And I can name them all. And we're blessed, and I think we have influence in their life. I hope so. And in many ways, it was unfortunate. I grew up at a time, and because of the ages of my parents and family and whatever, I didn't know my grandparents. One grandma I knew, and she was very ill and passed away when I was pretty young. But I hear so many stories of how grandparents, listen, I'd rather have you be influenced by a really positive grandparent who's got your best interest in mind, has no alternative or any ulterior motive, rather, than some of the stuff that's going on TikTok or YouTube. And so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phone line right now, and I want to hear from you all how your grandparents positively impacted your life. Who was it, your grandma, your grandpa, both, and what difference did they make? Okay? And then we'll turn the corner in general tomorrow about who's influenced your life. But if you have a grandparent alive, maybe, or maybe they've passed on, but they made a difference in your life, I want to hear about it. Phone line is open. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And listen, we'd love to hear from you. Let's get started. Heidi, looks like you're up first. Tell us, who was it? Which grandparent made a difference in your life?
My papa, my grandpa.
How'd he do that? What way?
He was a prayer warrior, and when I came to him and talked to him, and when he knew there was a need for prayer, he would immediately be like, okay, we need to pray for this situation. And that was such a big deal in my life. Like, the last time he prayed over me was when I told him I was pregnant after having a miscarriage, and I was scared of losing the baby, and he was like, I'm going to pray for this baby right now. And he just immediately prayed over me and my baby, and it meant so much. And he taught me how important it was to pray for people, and I try to do that. I've done that with my sisters and with other people where I know, I'm like, okay, I need to pray for you right now. And it just, like, he definitely influenced me so much with that.
Well, you can hear it in your tenderness. Thank you, Heidi, for sharing that. Grandparents, listen, you matter. I know sometimes as grandparents, we feel like we get shoved to the side because we don't have quite the influence or the control or what have you. As a grandma and grandpa, you see things, think about things, and of course generations move on and then they got different lives and they're doing things. And sometimes you feel like you're in the outer circle, but you're making a difference. And I look at our grandchildren, each of them have unique talents, gifts, abilities. Some of them are more serious. Some of them are, happy and, they're just different. And some of them want to grow up and be doctors, or some want to grow up and be in ministry and different kinds of things. And you look and it's exciting. But praying for grandkids is such a powerful thing. And you remind us of that, Heidi. I appreciate it. All right, let's go on here. Penny, you're next in Arizona. Tell us about that grandparent. Who influenced you?
My grandmother.
How so?
She was a very strong Christian person. She showed my sisters, as well as myself, how to truly love the Lord, as well as walk your life that way.
Hmm. Was it her words? Or, I mean, what was it?
Her words, as well as her actions, her kindness. And as an adult, I'm now grandmother, and it is such a pleasure to try to be more like my grandmother was.
Mm. Even more so than maybe your own parents?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you spend a lot of time with grandma?
Well, actually, we moved to a different state, but she had us come for the summers, as well as she would come up and visit us. So anytime she was with us, it was complete love and Christian love.
Yeah. So how are you passing that along? Are you trying to do the same with your grandkids?
Absolutely, yes. I have 6 grandchildren, and they are our biggest delight. Mm,
yeah, they certainly are. Penny got you beat, though. Doubled up on you, even. Hey, come on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. The lines are jammed. That's good. Glad to hear grandmas and grandpas are making a difference. 888-1717. More influence from grandparents in a minute.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Now, I have a thesis that I want to share with you this month. This is for all of our donors, for all of our members of the Intentional Living family, and for the staff. Something that I believe, and I've seen over years of counseling and working with people, and frankly, I've seen it in myself, and here it is. The weakest person in a relationship controls the relationship. Now, when you have friendships, you can kind of deal with those. You can put, some boundaries in place and barriers, or maybe separate as a friend and go in another direction. But when it's someone that you're close to in your family, what is it when you have an emotionally weak person that's your parent, or your sibling, or your spouse, or yourself?
Mm-hmm. You probably have one. We all do in some part of our life, in our family, people we love, we care for, but just not maybe as emotionally strong as you are, or you think they should be, and you love them, and boy, what an opportunity to be a ministry and a minister in love and care for those who may be struggling and not emotionally strong. And we have an entire lesson. It's in our member portal on our website at theintentionallife.com. A huge thanks to each of you who are praying for, standing with us, and a part of the ministry here at Intentional Living. Find out more, call 888-1717 and press number 2 to talk to our staff upstairs, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, we're going to go right through these. We've got a lot of calls. Mom, dad, grandparents. How did your grandparents influenced you, Eric, there in Michigan? Hi.
Yes, my grandmother was 94 when she died, but she was the one that influenced us by always having the garden, always working, but always taking us to church. Any kid that wanted to go to church, grandma would pick them up. I met a lady who was 74 years old that my grandma took her to church, and that's how she became a believer.
Amen.
So, and Dr. Randy, I got to listen to you when you first started because my grandma would blare nothing but Family Life Radio.
Well, bless her, and now that she's in glory, she's passed that along to many others. I'm glad you're listening, Eric. Thank you. And no choice. Grandma ran the radio loud. There's an example, Grandma and Grandpa, if you have the radio on in the car. You know what? I find the grandkids, because we have it on, obviously, and they hear the music and the things, and you sing along with the songs. And I'll tell you what, it makes a difference. The home, the environment you set make a difference in the lives of your kids and grandkids. Ashley, thank you, Eric. Ashley's in Arizona. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Who was
thank
it?
You
what
for
grandparent?
My call.
You're welcome.
It's my mom's dad, my grandpa Joaquin, and really all of his siblings, so my elders, have had such an influence on me. And I wasn't intending to call, but I got in the car real random to run an errand, and you were talking about this, and I was thinking about my grandfather's birthday on Monday and trying to be more intentional. And you were talking about grandparents. I thought I would try. But they've influenced me a lot by showing us love through food. And when we gather as a family, there's so much joy that we have and so much laughter around food. And to give the glory to God for, you know, where the food comes from and our relationship with food as a family is really beautiful. And it's really influenced us all. And we're a family of immigrants, and then just give the glory to God for the journey to get to America.
Amen.
And my mom is a first, you know, my mom just got her citizenship a couple years ago.
Amen.
To the U.S. And so, yeah, it's really, you know, it's like God has had his hand in our journey as a family. And I just want to pass that on to my son, and I have a 16-year-old and my nieces and nephews. So we've been really blessed with grandkids and great grandkids and great great grandkids. My son was the first generation baby in our family. And we just live a really long time, and God's been really good to just bless us with more babies. Seems every year we get a new GAN baby. And so intentionally this year I just want to show up better for all of my nieces and nephews and be that grandma one day, right? That I've had. And it's all because God has just blessed us. And so they give the glory to God and it passes down.
Amen.
So they've had that impact and we can see it because we're living here. And, you know, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I sit with my grandfather's, brother, his older brother, and he's in his 70s now, but you wouldn't think it because he's very active. And I ask him, like, what, you know, about life, and he would tell me, like, they grew up in the jungle. You know, they didn't realize how poor they were, but it's crazy to think, like, wow, you guys are there and now we're here.
That's right. And you think about I guess so many immigrants who've come, you know, we're an immigrant family too. My grandparents came from Sweden on both sides, and passing along that history. And you're right. Food is a big part of our culture. Passes on, I have to say, as a Swede, though, there's not a lot of food got passed on. Lutefisk, come on. Dead fish. That's about all we got. You Italian, now you got it. You know, you got the good stuff, the good food. Anyway, thank you, Ashley. Talking about grandmas and grandpas today, what influence did they have? Thank you, Ashley, and congratulations to your mom on her citizenship. That's terrific. Lori is in Michigan. Who influenced you in grandparent-wise, Lori?
My grandma, my mom's mom. Wasn't close to her when I was growing up. She was much older as a grandma, but when all my siblings and I came to the Lord, we realized that it was our grandma's prayers because she lived a strong Christian life. And when you're a teenager, you don't appreciate that. But I look back now and I have regrets that I didn't take more time to get to know my grandma, even though she was considerably older. But I just see the life that she lived in front of us, and so thankful for the legacy that she left for us, because all of my siblings and our spouses all serve the Lord. Most of our children are serving the Lord. So it's going on and on from next generation because of the seeds she planted in her prayers of faith.
Amen. You make a good point, Lori. I hope listeners, especially some of you younger ones, still have your grandparents around. You'd be wise to spend some time with them. My wife's grandfather lived to be 102. So we knew him after we were married. So we were around. I videotaped him and asked him lots of things growing up in the 1800s. And his dad was a cowboy, and all the history of them growing up in Wyoming and the history. So if you still have the blessing of a grandparent or great grandparents around, don't miss the opportunity to sit down and talk to them. Just hear their stories. And you think, oh, that's irrelevant. No, it's not, because it's a part of who you are today. And they have made an impact in your life and influence in your life. So make sure you do that. So it's a good reminder, Lori. It's very powerful.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day.
Yes, we will. We are. Let's go to one more call and we'll take a break. Kayla is on the line in Michigan as well. Hey, Kayla, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Good. What grandparent influenced you and made a difference in your life?
So my grandma, my mom's mom as well, she basically was like a second mother to me and my brother and all of our cousins. She just took care of us, before and after school and picking us up. And, you know, when you're young, like other callers have said, you don't realize it at the time, just the influence that they put on your life and just her character and how self-sacrificing she was. She was always volunteering and helping other people, doing things at the church. It seemed like she was never doing anything for herself, but she found so much joy in just helping others and taking care of others. And now that I'm grown and I have three little ones of my own, I just always remind myself of her character, even when it can get challenging at times to, you know, put others' needs before your own, just knowing that, like, that's what Jesus did. And she lived out her life, you know, trying to be like Jesus. And she passed away about a year ago, and I just, you know, hearing your guys' show and thinking about her, I just wanted to honor her memory. And if I could also give a shout out to my own mom, because she's a grandparent now as well, and she just, you know, carries on that legacy as well. And I want to do the same thing with my children and hopefully potential grandchildren as well, because it's, you know, it makes a big impact not only on our families, but the whole world and how we can influence through our children and our family.
You think, Kayla, 50 years from now, who knows, 30, 40 years from now, your grandkids are giving praise for what you did, the impact you made in their life.
Oh, hey, all glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Kayla. You young ones, you're thinking, that ain't possible. I'm going to be a grandparent. Before you know it, listen, I'll tell you what intentional living is, and we're going to take a break. Intentional living, I was thinking about this driving into my studio here today, Intentional Living Center. It's about today. Yesterday's gone. We can't change what happened yesterday. Tomorrow is still a possibility, and we want to plan for it. But you got today, and you're going to pass through today, these 24 hours. How you live today matters. Maybe picking up the phone today and calling that grandparent, if they're still around, and saying, hey, Grandma, thank you. I never thanked you for all the difference you made. I'm going to tell you, as a grandparent, that's a huge impact. I've got around my office at home, I got a home office and studio, and up on the wall, I still got drawings from the grandkids. Now, there's some of them are 18 going into college next year, but still some of the little drawings they made, love you, Papa, misspelled Papa, you know, when they're 3 years old for whatever. You're making a difference in their life, and they've made a difference in your life. Now, I honestly think sometimes grandparents, we have opportunity to have a greater impact in the kids' lives because we don't have all the responsibility of discipline and all the things that parents have to do every day. Just, you know, parents, what you have to do just to hold things together and keep going. What a privilege as grandma and grandpa to impact the life of those kids.
All right.
You can join us, by the way. We're gonna do a show again tomorrow, and we're going to record it here at the end of the show, and it's just going to be about It's just simply going to be about who's influenced your life. Maybe it was not a grandparent. Maybe it was someone else. Maybe it was a parent or a teacher or coach or friend. You could tell us who it was, how they impacted your life, and we'll get those recorded here in just a few minutes. 888-888-1717. Back with a couple more grandparent stories in just a minute.
Is there a person in your life that's difficult to love right now? In Dr. Randy's teaching, Love the Emotionally Sensitive, you'll learn how to care for emotionally struggling people while remaining healthy yourself.
How do we love an emotionally sensitive person? We are to be long-suffering. We're to be kind. Also, we've got to be intentional. If we're not intentional in dealing with a person, you're going to get sucked right into the emotionality of the relationship.
Start your year right and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special New Year opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, and your support for the ministry is so appreciated. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us. When I go to bed at night, my wife knows I'm always thinking about the ministry and how we can be more effective and impact people. And then we got such a great team here doing so many things to minister. I'm just glad to be a part of it, still be able to be a part of it at this stage in my life. And as I do, I realize that every gift that comes in is a precious thing. And with your support, you're allowing our team here to do a lot of things to impact people. We got today, and if you don't know Christ today, our goal is to help you intentionally give your life to Him and then walk with you in that journey to a life that pleases Him and benefits yourself, frankly. So thank you for your support. You can join us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
One of the people that influenced me the most was my grandfather, because my grandfather, his devotion to my grandmother was exemplary. And in watching him, I learned a lot about how a Christian should act and behave as far as daily life. And certainly it influenced a great deal in the way that my marriage has been shaped.
The person that influenced me the most in my life was my mother. And the reason is because growing up, her correction and discipline was always followed up by biblical explanation.
Oh, the person who influenced me the most was my grandmother, because she was a prayer and she taught me how to pray.
Who most influenced my life was my mother, because every day she lived the truth of the gospel in all of her activities and her attitudes, and she's a great role model.
The person that most influenced me was my mom. She was always there for me whenever I needed her.
There you go, moms. Moms and grandmas and grandpas, come on, dads. I haven't heard you show up yet. I'll tell you what, though. We're gonna continue to record here at the end of the show, and maybe you had a dad that made a big difference in your life. We're going to just hear your stories, and we'll record them for tomorrow as you call 888-888-1717. All right, back to the calls. Margaret, you're next in Arizona. And good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Randy. It was my grandparents that influenced me. My grandma and my grandpa. My grandma worked all her life till she retired. My grandpa did also, and he would tell me and all of us grandchildren that we had to graduate and always give, don't take. That's what it's about, is to give and help others, even though we don't have to know them. Just help them, you know, if you can, wherever you're at. And, you know, get a job, pay bills, always have food on your table, feed others that are hungry. I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict. I'm Margaret. And also, you know, I want to, all the ladies in Alcoholics Anonymous Fellowship, all of the ladies before me, they all helped Margaret. You know, I'll call them and they help me. If you stay in self-pity, poor Margaret, you'll be saying, pour you a drink, and we don't want that to happen, and we can't have that to happen. Get through the day, and of course, always call on Jesus, no matter where you are, what you're going to go through, because we're going to go through some stuff, and it's called life.
That's right. That's what it's called. Big time, my friend. Thank you for that. Okay, time's passing, but let's go. Erwin, you're next in Georgia. Who was it that impacted, influenced your life, Erwin?
Yeah, Hey, Dr. Randy. I'm on my way to go fishing. Heard this discussion and couldn't help but want to call in and just give a word of praise and testimony for my grandparents, Irwin and Florence Smith from Alpena, Michigan.
Oh. How'd they impact your life?
They were solid Christian folks, and they put down some standards in their life. They had a farm, a 200-acre farm that my grandmother worked so hard to, it was a working farm, and she ran the farm. My grandfather shoveled shale, and together they were just hard workers. They loved the Lord. We prayed as a family, read as a family, read the Bible as a family, and it was just a great place to grow up.
How did it impact you today?
Well, it makes me want to, you know, raise my family like that, too. And my wife and I are trying to. We're grandparents. We have four grandchildren. And we look forward to every opportunity to sharing the word with them, taking them to church, taking them to Awana, and to help them grow up to be Christians, too. Pray for them daily.
Amen. Are you a namesake? It says here you're Irwin and your grandpa was Irwin, too?
Yeah. I'm not a second, but I am Irwin. I was named after both of my grandparents.
Good for you. Oh, you mean you had two Irwins?
Yeah.
So Irwin,
yeah,
Irwin, and Irwin.
Two Irwins, yeah.
You're Irwin's cubed,
right.
I guess, right? All right. Anyway,
an Irwin Senior, Irwin Junior, and then me.
Irwin, you. All right. What are you fishing for today, by the way?
Catch some crappie or catfish, really, whatever the good Lord will bring along that can make some dinners out of.
All right. Well, good luck and best to you and Irwin Cubed, I guess. All right. Okay, we're going to continue on here. I'll tell you what, we're going to record after the show for tomorrow, and it's going to be more stories. It's about grandparents, great, about dads, moms, teachers, whoever influenced your life. It's a reminder, this is intentional living. You're intentionally or unintentionally influencing somebody today, good, bad, or indifferent, but you're making a difference. What kind of a difference are you going to make and want to make today? Today, not tomorrow, today, in someone's life. This is intentional living. We're here and can breathe and live today for a reason. He's left us here. Why? And part of it is to be a positive, godly influence in the people that we care for. Thank you for your support and standing with us. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen. We'll be back again tomorrow. Phone lines are open for tomorrow's show at 888-888-1717. Intentional Living is listener-supported ministry of Intentional Life Media. And thanks to our board of directors, our team, and I want to thank my wife, Donna, and my grandparents who are in heaven today for the impact they made in generations that followed. Have a great day.